Kukesh made the comments at a Craig City Council meeting earlier this month. The council was deciding whether to send a letter of concern about the Sea Alaska Lands Bill to the Alaska Congressional Delegation. The community's wish list for state capital projects was also on that night's agenda. Kukesh addressed the city council, urging them not to oppose the Sea Alaska Bill.
I'm the state senator who represents Craig. I'm not a vindictive person. I see you're going to have your 2010 capital projects on the table here tonight, and who's it going to go to? It's going to go to me and to Bill Thomas, who's also a Sea Alaska board member. We have to be good neighbors. There are times you're going to need my help and Bill Thomas' help, and this is a time where we need yours.
Kukesh also pointed out Sea Alaska's role in developing Prince of Wales Island.
You have low-cost electricity because you're sitting on our land for the hydro projects that you have. Reynolds Lake is going to be another hydro project by Heidelberg that's sitting on Sea Alaska land. You drive over our land every day. Your power lines run across our lands with right-of-ways that we gave. Not to be ungrateful. Not to be mean. We wanted to do it because we were good neighbors. And we want to continue to be good neighbors.
According to legislative financial disclosure forms, Kukesh makes approximately $75,000 serving as Sea Alaska's chairman. He declined to be interviewed for this story. Representative Bill Thomas also serves on the Sea Alaska board. Though mentioned by Kukesh, the Haines Republican was not present at the Craig City Council meeting. Thomas says the Craig City Council's position on Sea Alaska legislation would not affect his work in the legislature.
I'm not going to sit here and hold anything against any community. Nobody got any money last year. So keep an open mind and open thoughts here. But just want to point out, if people think that when you look at the capital budget this year, they didn't get anything, it's because nobody got anything last year. And we've got some old projects that we want to clean up and get put away.
Thomas represents House District 5, which includes Craig and most other communities on Prince of Wales. Kukesh's comments have drawn criticism from some Craig City Council members, including Council Member Jim C.
First of all, I thought it was completely unethical for him to even be there as a combination senator board member for Sea Alaska. I think that alone was a problem for him to say anything. And then when he started speaking, I was totally aghast at what he was saying, because to me, it felt like a threat to me.
Despite the perceived threat, C says Kukesh's comments would not convince him to support Sea Alaska's land bill.
I'm going to stand up for what I believe. I don't believe that taking this big piece of the pie from one logging entity and giving it to another, it's going to end up hurting.
C says Sea Alaska has had a powerful presence at a number of city council meetings in which the lands bill has been discussed. Council member Mike Duville, himself a Sea Alaska shareholder, says he was surprised by Kukesh's comments.
I felt that he could slow down our projects or not be as helpful as he could, I guess, is what my impression was.
Duville says he believes Kukesh violated state ethics laws.
I thought about what he said, and after the meeting the next day, I looked up the state ethics, and in my opinion, he violated the very first paragraph.
Under state law, legislators must avoid conflicts of interest. They are prohibited from threatening or implying that they will or will not take official action until someone provides something of value to that legislator. Duville says he hadn't filed an ethics complaint against Kukesh and wasn't sure if one had been filed. According to an Anchorage Daily News report, Kukesh indicated he believed an ethics complaint might be in the works. The initial complaint process is confidential. Craig Mayor Millie Schoonover, who is also a Sea Alaska shareholder, says Kukesh should have worded his comments more carefully.
When the comment was first made, I didn't take it the way some of the people had taken it. What I got out of it was, we're going to have to work together, which is a very true comment. I did listen to it again on Friday, and after listening to it more careful. I felt that some of the comments that he made shouldn't have been made.
That said, Schoonover says she does not believe that Kukesh was trying to threaten the council.
He's not a vindictive person. He's not one to make threats, because I've worked with Senator Kukesh under the ANB-ANS Grand Camp for years. I recall when he was the ANB Grand President, and he's just not that type of person. And that's why I didn't take his comment the way other people had taken it.
The lands bill before Congress would allow Sea Alaska to select the rest of the acreage it's owed through the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. All of the land would come out of the Tongass National Forest, and most of it contains valuable timber. Sea Alaska needs congressional action because the land is outside of its original selection area. Some Craig City Council members are concerned the Sea Alaska land bill would result in yet another revision to the Tongass Land Management Plan and ultimately would shrink the amount of acreage set aside for timber sales in the Tongass. Environmentalists say it would allow too much logging, and others are concerned the bill would close now public lands to hunting. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.